Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and happy extended New Year. Can you believe we're already at the 14th of the month?
Oh, it goes so fast, and, you know, fasten your seatbelts.
Hang
on.
It's
going to go even faster. So what's up?
Well, we have an exciting announcement to make. You know, it's quite an accomplishment for a company to survive for 50 years. That's half a century in a competitive natural products industry. Well, one of our loved sponsors is Wakanaga of America. They have done exactly that. You know them as Kyolic Aged Garlic.
Well, you know, Wakanaga first introduced its flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, in this country in 1972. And as we've spoken about it on the show, it's obviously a very unique aging process for garlic. You know, it doesn't smell, all those things that we talked about. But this company said in the beginning that they wanted to commit to truthful advertising and solid science. And that has been evidenced by more than 900 public scientific papers. And they were one of the first of the dietary supplement companies to offer a unique powdered green drink. So they've been out in front for 50 years here in this country. That's Kyolic.com, and congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. We're very proud to have them on board with us. As many of you know that have followed Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, she's going to be doing her live online course, School of Love. Registration's going to open up January 24th, so watch for that. Go to belovedpublications.com. And also, she's going to be giving a free masterclass on love. It's going to start next Monday, the 17th of January at 4:30 p.m., the 19th at 4:30 p.m., and the 21st at 4:30 p.m. It's free. You can go to support@belovedpublications.com to sign up, and it's going to be an incredible three-series class. She's really preparing us for this year, folks, and it's always about love, always, always. And we're going to deepen and expand with this new class. So again, go to support@belovedpublications.com to sign up.
Yeah, it's a perfect opportunity. And, you know, this is the big year. So
dive in.
Yes. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so how's all that self-improvement going? Are you working hard for enlightenment? Or maybe your best move is to actually stop fixing yourself, which happens to be the name of the book by Anthony DeMello. Stop fixing yourself. Wake up. All is well. And we'll find out what it's all about. We have the editor of the book here, and an executive director of the DeMello Spiritual Center. And he's coming up next. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is not actually the author of the book, but the editor of the book that we're going to be talking about. This one really caught our attention, but let me get the introductions going here. The author of the book is Anthony DeMello, and he was a Jesuit priest born in Bombay, India in 1931. He unfortunately died in 1987. but he's regarded as one of the foremost spiritual teachers of the 20th century, respected widely for his groundbreaking and enduring work that integrates Western and Eastern spirituality. DeMello founded the Sadhana Institute in India and is the author of the best-selling masterpieces Awareness and The Way to Love. Now, our special guest is Don Goey. And, you know, Don has edited this book and all of these, the wonderful stories and chapters that are in this book that were written by Anthony DeBello. But Don is, himself is the executive director of the DeMello, I said DeBello, but it's DeMello Spirituality Center. And the name of the book, and this is why it really got our attention. Stop Fixing Yourself. Wake Up, All Is Well. So, Don, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you very much. Great being here.
Well, Don, this gentleman, Anthony DeMello, was an incredibly wise, wise soul. So we heard that he was a Jesuit priest, and what he created with the, you know, the DeMello Spirituality Center, etc. But did you know him personally, and who really was Don?
Or Anthony.
Anthony, I mean.
Anthony. No, I did not know him personally. He had a big influence on me in the 1990s, particularly his book, Awareness. And, you know, as you said at the top, he's noted for integrating Eastern and Western spirituality. He's been a major influence on some of the great spiritual thinkers of our current era, you know, Eckhart Tolle, Ajahsante, Thomas More, people like that. And, you know, he experienced an awakening that he said that revolutionized his life. And he was able to communicate this awakening in a way that we can begin to see our own awakening through. I think that's why he's had such an enduring, lasting impact. You know, his books continue to sell really well. They've been translated into 21 different languages. More than 2 million have been sold. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, despite the fact that he's gone, he continues to have this strong influence all these years later. And it's because his message really hits the bullseye for us.
Well, so Anthony thought that it was possible to attain enlightenment without effort. So I know that caught our attention. And so why does that seem impossible to most of us?
Well, it comes down to, I guess I would back up into a fact that is present in the world, and that is that it's really hard to find a completely happy person. When you look at the demographics, you look at the data, the studies, people who report that they're completely happy, it's only 4% of the population. And I'm talking about the kind of happiness you see in a child, that kind of spontaneous sense of wonder and a sense of adventure that moves out into life, you know, with curiosity. We've lost it. And the irony is we were born happy. We're born free, but we've become trapped in limited thinking. We're born with an open heart that stress and fear so easily close. We're born gifted human beings of immeasurable worth, but so many people feel they're not good enough. You know, their reactions are kind of shame-based. And what DeMello is telling us is that they're all the while, there's this divinity of joy and of love and peace within us and surrounding us there to make our lives meaningful and beautiful and rich, but we've become blocked from seeing it, and it's as if we're all hypnotized to see what is not there and not see what is there.
Right.
And you know, you're not to blame. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's the way you were programmed. It's the way society programmed you, from your parents to your schools to your religion to as you moved out into society. It stamped you with the belief that happiness and self-worth are found out there in the world. And, you know, if you work long and hard enough, success will come. And out of that, happiness and fulfillment will follow. And we've all swallowed that formula, and 10 years later, or at midlife, you know, we realize that success has come, but it's come without fulfillment, to whatever degree success has come. And, you know, it's why psychotherapists do such a landmark business, and life coaches as well.
Well, yeah, that's
you know,
right.
Success without fulfillment, that's failing at life. So what Camilla's about is wake up.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things I really, really loved about the book was its simplicity. And I really loved what Anthony said about attachments. And this is something Buddha talked about as well, that we're infected. What Anthony says is we're infected with attachments. Can you explain that, and why is that so central to our unhappiness?
Sure. You know, he defines attachment as any belief that you have that without this thing, this possession, this person, this particular outcome, you cannot be happy. I often ask people that I'm coaching to make a list, and at the top of the list to write, I cannot be happy unless or until, and you'd be surprised how quickly people make a pretty long list.
Yeah.
I can't be happy until I'm out of debt. I can't be happy until I'm appreciated by my company. I can't be happy until my wife agrees that I'm right. I cannot be happy until my neurosis is gone. And what Anthony DeMello is telling me, that's what he defines as an attachment, and it's been programmed into us. We've been programmed also to seek our happiness in the outside world. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, when I was talking about the midlife crisis, one of the realizations we come to is that nothing of the outside world can bring you happiness. It comes from within you. And as you look at the way that you've been put together and the way you function in the world, you'll find that inside your brain, there's this whole program society stamped into you that wired into your brain a set of demands about how the world should be, how you should be, what you should want. Mm-hmm. And it's imperiously insisting that its demands be met by life and by other people and by you. And if the demands are met, you know, your brain allows you to feel some elation, some self-satisfaction, but it's always it's always short-lived. But if these demands aren't met, even though it's not your fault, your brain generates negative emotions that cause you to suffer. Mm-hmm. And you've been trained to upset yourself. For instance, when other people don't live up to your brain's expectations, to your programming's expectations, torments you with frustration and anger, bitterness. Or when, you know, the situation's not under your control, it torments you with frustration, anger, or bitterness. And when then, you know, you expend a whole lot of energy coping with these negative emotions by expending even more energy trying to rearrange your world around you so that the demands of your programming will be met. And if that happens, you'll be granted a measure of a kind of precarious peace. It's precarious because at any moment, you know, something can come along and upset you all over again.
Yes.
The only peace that most people are experiencing these days is a respite from negative emotions that's pretty short-lived. So that becomes a way of life, and it's a pathetic existence that puts you at the mercy of things and people as you desperately try to make life conform to your programming's demands.
We're too busy trying to be happy to have any time to be happy.
Trying to meet those attachments or those demands.
Right, and connecting dots for our audience over the years, we've just been saying that, you know, we always start with the fact that we're living a false reality of other people's expectations, our mentors, et cetera, and we don't know who we are.
And our programming.
Well, so hold on, folks. This is a fascinating book we're talking about. It's called Stop Fixing Yourself by Anthony DeMello. We'll be back with Anthony's editor after these messages.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy, live better.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. I love saying that. It's been the key to our now, 21 years doing Conscious Talk here in the Seattle area. Now, today we have somebody that is, he's the editor for someone that you may not have heard of, but you really should have, and that's Anthony DeMello. And we are talking to Don Gowie. And, Don has studied this work. He really knows it. Anthony's books have been popular throughout the world. And this one, Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well, you know, kind of bowled us over in its simplicity and its profundity.
So if you're wanting to know more about Anthony DiMello and this book and all the other incredible books he's done, do go to DiMello, D-E-M-E-L-L-O, spirituality.com. That's DiMelloSpirituality.com. So, Don, we were talking about attachments and how they really keep us in a state of anxiety, tension, irritability, sadness, whatever. So why don't you explain to our audience what Anthony said about getting rid of attachments and the evidence that it's actually working?
Sure. You know, so what DiMello is telling us is that we've been programmed to be in a constant state of upset as we seek our happiness in the world, out there in the world, and we end up frustrated because the world can't give us happiness. It only can come from within us. And so the whole idea of stop fixing yourself means that you're not broken. You're not some problem to be solved. You're okay. If there's a problem, it's the way you were programmed to believe that without something or person or result, you cannot be happy. It's a false belief. You don't acquire or earn happiness or peace or fulfillment. You have it already. And so what you have to get is deprogrammed from all that programming that has you running around looking for love in all the wrong places. And the question is, you know, how do you get deprogrammed? And the answer is very, very simple. Doesn't mean that it's easy, but it's very simple. And it's awareness. What you are aware of, you begin to control. What you're unaware of, what you're unconscious to, controls you. So again, it's enough for you to simply be watchful and aware, and through all that, the neurosis that you're living out of will drop. Awareness allows you to see and feel what's going on inside of you. The sabotages your well-being, your peace, your happiness, the negativity, the upsets, the pessimism, the aggressiveness, the competitiveness, the shame and worthlessness, that all of that that stems from the way society programmed you. And as you make an unconscious pattern conscious, what happens, it dissolves. That's what psychotherapy is all based upon. So the first thing you need to do is get in touch with those upsetting feelings, those negative feelings that you're usually not aware of or that you tend to push away or repress. Nobody wants to feel them, and yet here they go. You know, you push them out the front door and they come around the back door. So you got hurt feelings, you're feeling nervous, you're feeling tense, you're feeling stressed, life's pointless. Get in touch with those feelings. Mm-hmm. Then the second step is to acknowledge that the negative feeling is in you. It's not in reality. Reality is neutral. You know, if it rains on your picnic and you're upset, the rain's not to blame for your upset. The rain is just the rain. So that's a very self-evident thing, that it's happening in me, and it's happening as a function of my program. It's not my fault, who would choose to upset themselves, but there it is, running automatic pilot in you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you, to help you wake up, to come home to yourself, inviting a return to love, to peace, to happiness. And then the third step in this process is don't judge the negative feelings. You know, your upsets have nothing to do with your true self. Don't say, I am depressed. That's a way. That's your mistake. That's your way of identifying with your emotional state. Don't say, I'm afraid. Instead, say, fear is there right now. Depression is there right now. Anger is there right now. Don't define yourself in terms of that feeling. In no way does that feeling affect your essential self. It's almost like if you take a bucket of black paint, you throw it in the air, and what happens to it? Does it contaminate the air? Does the air turn black? No, the paint comes down to the ground. You never color the air black, and no matter what happens to you emotionally, you remain uncontaminated by it. You have the capacity to transcend it, to be above it. So there's a depression there right now. You're taking responsibility. This is happening to me. There's anxiety there. There's worry there. It will pass. Everything passes, especially emotion. And so as you, one of the things that's really helpful to do is to step back from the emotional turmoil that's coming on and arising within you and look at it as almost as if you're looking at another person. Even better if you were looking at it happening in your best friend, because you tend to be more loving and understanding with your best friend than you are with yourself. And get that distance from it. The Zen Buddhists call it stepping back, but at the same time, experience the turmoil. And once, what you will notice is that it dissolves, it disappears. You may not even notice. Suddenly, you're not in turmoil anymore. It's gone. And if you can get in touch, or you can stay with the process long enough to see it when it disappears, now you're free. You're free to make a choice for the experience that you want to have. Now the world will go on as it always goes on. The challenges will be there, but you'll be above it. It's that old statement of you'll be in the world, but you'll not be of it. Mm-hmm. And you'll not be that programming that makes life so difficult and so painful will be gone. Mm-hmm. And all of those attachments, you'll see them for what they are, is illusions that are blocking your happiness. You know, it's not like you no longer strive to have nice things in your life or connect with good people and that sort of thing. Of course you go for it, but there isn't all that tension and that striving and I have to have this and this must turn out this way, otherwise, you know, I'm doomed. All of that's gone.
Yes.
Now you're suddenly in a place where you're actually enjoying your life. You're enjoying the things that are in your life. You're enjoying your successes. You're not afraid of them disappearing or going away. You're present with them.
Yeah, and you know something else that happens when you go through that process, Dawn? I mean, lots of things unfold in a really wonderful, almost magical way. But that competitiveness that we have with ourselves and each other and those out there that are doing better or that we believe are doing better, we're carrying those attachments around about that all disappears. Because you're happy and you're settled in and you're at peace with right where you are. And right where we are is right where we're supposed to be. We're never really out of sync unless we choose, like you said, to buy into all that nonsense that we've been programmed with.
You get liberation. You know, one thing that happened to me when I first jumped into the mellow was I was at the office of walking down the hall. Everything in my business was going really well. Relationships were good. My family was happy. I had nothing to worry about or complain about. And suddenly, this feeling of doom came over me. Well, like something's going to take this away, or I must have done something wrong. You know, I'm just not aware of it. I started getting anxious and fearful. And because I was practicing awareness, I allowed myself to feel that anxiety and that sense of doom. It's very depressing. I allowed myself to feel it. I owned it. This is going on inside of me. And in this kind of sideways event, I had this insight of where it came from. It came from a time during my childhood when that was programmed into me by a very mean stepfather. And he programmed it so deeply into me, I was living out of it. I thought it was protecting myself by being afraid of success. And just in understanding that, it dropped. I mean, it still comes up now and then, but as soon as I see it, I understand it for what it is, and I shift out of it. That's what DeMello is saying. Stop trying to fix yourself. Just bring into awareness what's going on, and awareness will release reality to change you, and the reality that it will release is this reality of your essential self, which is basically happy and at peace and in a state of wonder and curiosity, just like a little kid. That's what Jesus meant when he said, not until you are as little children will you enter the kingdom of joy.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. You know, one of the metaphors that we've always used with people is pain in the body, because the same thing applies to emotional pain and everything else we've been talking about. is that instead of masking the pain, if you go to it, you can transform it. And, you know, by actually experiencing it, letting it go, getting the message of what that is. And, you know, it's like the message you got that you'd been programmed as a little kid. That pops into your mind and you realize where it all came from. It's not yours. You don't need to claim it. And then be miserable because you think that's who you are. Well, you know, this is all very interesting, people. It pulls together a lot that we've talked about over the years. We're talking about a wonderful book called Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well. It's by Anthony DeMello. We're talking to his editor, Don Goey, and we're going to be back after these messages.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Smile and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year, it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to today, because this is wisdom with a
capital W.
Yeah, and about three A pluses, because this is really, really, truly who we are. Don Goey is talking about who we really are underneath all the programming that we have swallowed and believed about ourselves and the world all of our lives. And this is a simple process, maybe not easy, but very simple. So, Don, suffering seems to be the opposite of happiness. How can we look at suffering differently?
Yeah, you can look at suffering as a tap on your shoulder trying to wake you up. Suffering, we think suffering is something we have to push away, but suffering occurs when you clash with reality, when your illusions clash with reality, when your falsehoods clash with the truth, then you have suffering. Otherwise, there isn't any suffering. You can make a friend of it. It's quite easy to make a friend of it. You know, you think of some painful events in your life. How many of them are you grateful for today? Back in the 1980s, I got a brain tumor, and that brain tumor, for about 2 weeks, it was the biggest curse that ever had happened to me. I suffered terribly over the worry of what it was going to do to my life. Turned out to be the biggest lesson I ever had in my life. Changed my life, changed my direction, woke me up like nothing else. I'm pretty stubborn, so it took a brain tumor.
Yeah, right.
You're like us.
Yeah, right. We understand that one.
Yeah. We had cancer many times. I had it three times. Rob had his go with it, when he was very young, and it was life-threatening. It was very serious on both parts, and it was our greatest ally and lesson in the end, and we're grateful for it today. So we really get that, we really get that one, Don.
You know, and there's a simple truth of life that most people often don't discover, that every painful event contains in itself a seed of growth, a seed of liberation. Happy events, they make life delightful, but they don't really lead to self-discovery and growth and freedom, not like suffering does. Mm-hmm. That privilege really is reserved for the things and the people and the situations that cause us pain. And in the light of that truth, you return to your life. If you return to your life and you look at one or another of the events that you're not grateful for, that initially were not grateful for, you discover they did have that suffering did have the seeds of liberation for you. And it's really that simple, And so when something's suffering, it most often the time it's going to be an emotional upset that's suffering. Change your attitude towards it. Change the way you look at it and perceive it. See it as a friend. This is somebody, a friend that always tells you the truth and tells you the truth in the most compassionate of ways, tapping you on the shoulder to say, hey, look at this. Look at this pain that you're in. Look at it closely. What are the thoughts that you were thinking and the beliefs that those thoughts have turned into that are the cause of that emotional upset? And sit with it. And then see, and ask for help in it, from the universe or for wherever, wherever you ask for help, and just sit and be quiet with it. The Dalai Lama says sometimes the best solution to a problem is to be silent with it, because then your intuition, your creative brain comes into online, and you begin to have an insight. And from that insight, you begin to understand something about yourself that this pain is bringing to you to understand. And if you really understand it, it ceases to be a force in your life anymore. Right. Or you may see in it, like, I haven't fully gotten the lesson that this is bringing to me, and I'm willing to accept the lesson and stick with it until I learn it all the way through. And then, because I know then it'll drop.
Yes. It's so interesting. It's all about cooperation, cooperating with the universe, cooperating with you, your higher self, who you really are. Instead of, we talk a lot on this show, Dawn, about resistance and how we live in so much resistance and this spirit of fighting back and conquering all. And that is a huge attachment that we have in this world, again, programmed into us, and therefore we can't be at peace when we're in that state of unawareness, because it is all about awareness. Well, we're here with Dawn Goey. Book is Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well by Anthony DeMello. We'll be right back.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we always like to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website, because every guest will have a guest page where you can click through to their websites. If it's a book, you can click on the book. It'll take you right to Amazon. You can purchase it there. You know, all the information's there for you. Your job, if you'd like to accept it, is to work with it, because these people are doing the work and they're willing to share it with us. It's yours to play with. So I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with Dawn Goey talking about Anthony DeMello's book, Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well.
Well, Dawn, there was something interesting that caught my attention that Anthony DeMello really, he spent a little time with, and I thought it was very clever. The difference between I and me, and how he used that to illustrate what he's been talking about.
Yes. Yeah, the I and the me. He puts a the in front of it. So, you know, look at yourself as if you were watching another person. And then just think of, you know, in brief terms, ways you would describe yourself. You know, I'm a businessman. I'm a doctor, I'm a priest, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Jew, I'm anything. You know, any word that comes, a few words that come to mind that you would use to describe yourself. And then notice that you've got this phenomenon called I observing this thing called me, that's a series of ways in which you define yourself. And so this I is looking at these definitions called me that you superimpose on yourself. And this is an interesting phenomena that has never ceased to cause wonder to philosophers and mystics, you know, that the I can observe the me. The great mystics of the East, you know, they're really referring to that I, not to that me when they're talking about enlightenment. you know, they're talking about that part of you that it is not constantly changing. The part that is constantly changing is this me. So, you know, let's concern ourselves with something practical, deciding what the I is not. So am I my thoughts, the thoughts that I am thinking? Well, no, thoughts come and go. So I must not be my thoughts. And am I my body? Well, they tell us that a million cells in our bodies are changed and renewed every minute, and that by the end of 7 years, you don't have a living cell in your body from 7 years before. So cells come and go. Cells arise, cells die, but I seems to persist in spite of that process, that physical process. So I is something other and more than the body. And you might say the body is part of I, but it is a changing part. It keeps moving. It keeps changing. So we have the same name for it, something that constantly changes. It's like Niagara Falls. You know, it looks like it's solid there, but, you know, it's a different configuration every single second that it's moving. So how about your name? Are you your name? Well, evidently not. Women change their name every time they get married. How about my career? Well, people are changing their careers all the time, especially since this epidemic hit. How about when I say I'm successful? Is your success part of the I? Nope. Success are something that definitely comes and goes. You know, you're riding high in April, you're shot down in May. That's not the I. And so how about your beliefs? Well, you know, your beliefs have changed over time. So, you know, you can see what I'm saying here is that so eventually you pull back into an experience, and I invite all your listeners to do this, is just sit here in this moment and ask yourself, who am I without any of these trappings? Who am I without my career labels? Who am I without my family labels? Who am I without my body labels? Who am I without any label at all? And see what you experience. You've moved into the I. You know, when you do the awareness process, that's what you're moving into. Awareness is the I state. And that's why it's so helpful to step back from the emotional turmoil that you're in. You're not your emotions either. And so as you're stepping back through awareness into the I to look and see what you are not and to rest in what you are, which is free.
Yes. So let's go through that awareness process one more time. We have 5 minutes to do this, Dawn, and we need a little time to get out of the show as well. So take us through that again so we can leave our listeners with something they can do.
Yeah. It'll take way less than 5 minutes. And it's something that you want to do every day, all day long. Some people ask me, well, how many years do I have to do this before I get it? And I say, you do it every day, every minute of every day for the rest of your life. So what you are aware of, you control. What you're unaware of will control you. So we want to move to a place where we're dropping that programming, and awareness does it. And the first thing you need to do, get in touch with your feelings. I know that can be difficult for men sometimes, and especially your negative feelings that you're usually not aware of, or that tend to run automatically in you, or that when you are aware of, you tend to push away, or you try to turn into something else, or you try to repress. Leave them alone. Let them be. Let them arise. Embrace them. You know what negative feelings? I'm talking about stress, tension, anger, gloominess, competitiveness, aggressiveness, feelings of shame that may even be as deep as self-hatred. Whatever it is that comes up, let it come up. Observe the thoughts that you're thinking that produce the upset that you're having, leading to this narrowing of your perspective that turns into that attitude that disempowers you completely. Step back from it. And as you are watching it, watch it as if you're watching someone else suffering like this. But at the same time, you know, allowing yourself to feel the upset. Be in it, but not of it. Mm-hmm. And then the second step, you acknowledge that these negative feelings are in you. They've been programmed into you. You're not to blame for them, but they've been programmed into you. They are not in reality. Reality is basically neutral. And they are not happening to you to assault you. They're happening to wake you up. They're happening for you. And then the third step is be careful, be diligent not to identify with the negative feelings and not to judge them. Your upsets has nothing to do with this thing we've been calling the I, with your true self. So don't say, I am depressed. You're not depressed. You're a spiritual being having a depressing moment. You can say, my experience is depression right now. My experience is anxiety. My experience is anger. Whatever it is, that's what's there right now. But don't define it in terms of yourself. That's your illusion. That's your mistake. In no way does that feeling define you or even affect your essential self. So the next step is to be non-judgmental as you look at the content of your upset. And if you are finding yourself being self-condemning, judgmental of yourself, then process that with awareness. Let it come up. Look at it. Step back from it. And you will reach a point in some stage of this practice within a couple of weeks where it'll be easy for you to be non-judgmental. You'll understand, this is my program. This has nothing to do with the essential me. And then the fourth step, remember that everything passes on this planet, especially emotions. So there you are in the middle of your torment, and at the same time looking at it as if it were someone else's upset, acknowledging it's in me, not reality, understanding it will pass. And when it does pass, you're free. So relax into the feeling of freedom. Let your mind be quiet. And observe as peace arises in you all by itself. And coming up right behind it is this feeling, this fluttering in your heart of happiness. That's fulfillment. And it doesn't come from outside of you. It's your natural state that you're rediscovering, that you're reconnecting with. You know, you do this every day for 2 weeks. I guarantee you'll see results. I've been coaching people on this for years, and I have not seen one person that in a very short period of time didn't see the quality of their experience change in a very positive way.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Don. We so appreciate it. We love that you edited this book and you brought it forward. It's by Anthony DeMello. It's Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well.
And you can find out more about this kind of work by going to DeMelloSpirituality.com. That's DEMELLO. Spirituality.com.
Don, from our hearts to yours, thank you so very, very much. This was a very enlightening and loving conversation. Really appreciate it, folks. We appreciate you listening. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Conscious Talk, food for the soul.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.